Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to it. It is the Capital Wrap-Up, 6 minutes after 3 p.m. on Cliff Central. It's a bit awkward today because I'm out here in the studio alone, which means that there are a whole bunch of late people because we're going to have a jam-packed show today. I'm going to be hanging out with Aries. I'm also going to be hanging out with the fraternity. My co-star, Monty, is not in today. He had a whole bunch of work to do. But make sure you get in touch with me, hang out with me. You can call in on 0861-555-189. You can tweet at CliffCentral.com. You can Facebook and WeChat us. And the WeChat ID is Cliff Central. But right now, as we always do, I'm going to start with the news, right? On the new music front, last week I announced that my video would come out, but I had some technical difficulties. But we're on the road now, and tomorrow, 7 a.m., I'm premiering my brand new video for Hell of a Life on MTV Base, and it will play again on MTV at 4 p.m. as Spanking You. And then on Friday, I'm taking over Club 808, Turn Up, as well as Crispy Fresh and Channel O. So make sure you look out for that. My brand new video, DJ Capital, featuring AB Crazy and Reason, Hell of a Life. It's a dope video, if I have to say so myself. I haven't stopped looking at it, man. So, yeah, feeling really excited about that, and I hope you guys are just as excited. Also in the new music front, my E has finally dropped his album, and it actually, I was waiting for it. It came out on Friday. I was waiting the whole time, and it was only uploaded to iTunes last night. So I copped that, and the opening song, actually, which I forgot to mention, was a song from that township councillor. That song was called Oxalayo, and it features MT. So shout out to my E. I haven't given it a thorough listen. I've just skimmed through it, and so far it's sounding quite good, man. New music also from Duncan featuring WTF called Sengihleli. As well, I just gave it a quick skim, but it sounded quite dope, man. I must say, I'm not the biggest Duncan fan, but this joint sounds like one of his better joints, you know. I think he hasn't really put out something solid since Tiki Tiki, so I'm really excited for this one. .com has also put out a brand new single featuring ICU, and it's funny because if you know anything about .com, then you know he was once a part of the crew ICU. So yeah, it's funny to see him featuring his old crew, and the joint is called Bang, so make sure you look out for that one. Lection has also put out a brand new single called Side Chick, produced by DJ Cleo, who's also his label head, because Lection is signed to Wolf Steel Productions, for y'all who didn't know. So, on to some news, right? Kanye West's Life of Pablo stream count came out and was released by Tidal. I remember they were holding back the stats for the longest time. And according to Billboard, The Life of Pablo was streamed more than 250 million times in the first 10 days after its February release. So, I'm just wondering if he actually, released it like a regular album and not just on Tidal, how quickly this guy would have went platinum, because those are some crazy numbers. And also, he did also say that his album would never be available on Apple. But funny enough, he put his single Famous on Spotify and Apple Music. So it's crazy, man. I think Kanye realizes that all of his ideas were crazy and he was just trying to do something. Didn't quite work out, so he's going back to his old roots. Watch, I bet you he's probably going to print physical copies of the CD. Moving along, I don't know how to pronounce this name. I think it's Kehlani. The girl who cheated on Kyrie Irving with Party Next Door. So this chick used to date Party Next Door, broke up with Party, started dating Kyrie Irving, and then cheated on the ball player with her ex-boyfriend, who then snitched and put a picture of them in bed together. This chick, Kehlani, tried to kill herself when the picture came out. And yeah, man, shame. Yeah, I don't think she should have tried to kill herself, but I still think she's a cheating whore and Kyrie should leave her. But that's just my opinion. and it's crazy how everyone's calling her an R&B star. Do you know what a star is, dog? This chick is hella bubbling under. So, yeah, man, that's what's happening with Kehlani. In some funny news, Young Jeezy was doing a show out in Miami and his teeth fell out during the concert while he was performing. So, yeah, I guess we now know that Young Jeezy has fake teeth. I never knew that before. Big Sean and Jhené Aiko announced their 2088 collaborative LP. They've announced the release dates as well as the cover arts. So what's interesting about this is I don't know if they've actually formed a group called 2088, but they've literally changed all of their Twitter bios. They've changed their artworks, and it looks like all of their focus is going into this 2088 project. So it's interesting, man. I think they did quite a good job on the songs they worked together on Big Sean's Dark Sky Paradise. And yeah, man, I'm curious to see what's going to come out of this. The album does come out on the on April 1st, which is this Friday. So I'm going to be looking out for that. And yeah. T.I., who was recently in the country, has welcomed his 7th child into the world. 7 kids, man. I think that's crazy with his not-so-pretty baby mama. But let me be a nice guy. Let me not go in too much on her. Fife Dog, founding member of A Tribe Called Quest, passed away last week. Resulting from complications with his diabetes. He was diabetic for the longest time, and he's done so much for hip hop. I mean, A Tribe Called Quest was one of the biggest, you know, hip hop groups to begin with. So RIP to Fife Dog, man. Bringing the news back home a bit, Castle Light has announced that J. Cole will be in the country. They're bringing J. Cole on the 18th of June, and tickets go on sale tomorrow at 9 a.m. I know I'm definitely going to the concert. I remember J. Cole came out, I think it was maybe 2-3 years ago, but he only did that Big Brother show, and it was very limited. And so, yeah, it's going to be pretty cool to see him on a bigger scale now that he's, you know, a bigger artist and a lot more people fuck with him. Yeah, man, I'm definitely buying 2 tickets tomorrow. One for me, one for my crush. Zalakayona and the Ngut videos have both hit 1 million views on YouTube. And more than anything else, I like the fact that it's almost becoming normal for a South African hip-hop music video to hit 1 million views, man. So a big shout-out goes to El Tito as well as Cuesta and Casper Nyovest for this milestone, man. Zex Bantwini is producing a remix for Chris Brown's record Zero. Zex Bantwini works for Sony in South Africa, so I see he's doing some work with Sony in the U.S., and I don't know exactly what he was doing, but I actually saw a picture that he took with Sway Calloway, who we spoke about, who's now part of VH1. So it's interesting to see what Zayx is going to be cooking up, man. I'm really interested to hear the remix. Is it going to be a house record? I really don't know what to expect, man. But yeah, it is the Capital wrap up. I am still waiting for our guests who will be joining us a bit later. But right now, let's get into some new music. This is the brand new .com that I told you about, featuring ICU. This is called Bang. It's just a part of the game. You say the man is lame. How am I the one to blame? I'm season scoop with the full clip. Bang. I am not, I'm no cool kid. Bang. I want the keys to the city. Bang. And all of my niggas is with me. Bang. Don't feed me lies. I'm on a truth diet. Real niggas move in silence. So let me keep quiet. Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com. All right, cool. So we just did a little bit of improv, and now we got a full studio. We got a full house in the studio. Gents, you want to introduce yourselves?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Yo. Hold up. Let me turn you back on. Yeah, there we go.
My name is Mark Abdulili. What's up, peeps?
What up? These gents were just on the previous show. So what I decided to do, since everyone's running late, I was like, yo, do y'all want to come through and just, you know, talk rap, chop shop? And, you know, we were just speaking off air about how the Castle Light site is going to go crazy tomorrow. And just, how many of you guys are going to the J. Cole concert?
Yeah, I'm definitely
the whole squad.
The whole squad. Yeah. Y'all fans?
We big fans, bro. That's massive. Like, oh, we jam in our cars, bro.
What, J. Cole?
Yeah.
Look, I must be honest, man. I was never a J. Cole fan, man. Like, the mixtapes especially. I only really started listening to J. Cole after the first album.
I think
the albums are phenomenal. They're classics. Yeah. But I wasn't really sold on the mixtapes, man. Like, I don't know. Are you guys more into J. Cole, the artist, the mixtape J. Cole, or the album J. Cole?
I'm genuinely prefer the albums, but David, the warm up, I think, was his first mixtape is pretty dope. Like, it kind of set the scene, you know. It's like with most people with Kendrick. Cause I'm not a big Section 80 fan, but a lot of people are.
Yeah,
I prefer mixtape Cole, man.
Yeah? Over the albums?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Mixtape Cole, for me, he was just, you know, dissenting against Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? So Hov was telling him to make the popping records and shit. Yeah. And J. Cole was like, I'm trying to say some real shit,
yeah.
And with or without your budget, I'm going to try and get this thing out, and that's initiative.
But I think that's still how J. Cole is right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so I think he's still, especially after the whole can't get enough Nas situation. Yeah, I think he was like, yo, man, fuck this pop shit. I'm just stick to the real shit. Yeah. I'm gonna do me. Yeah. But you know, so
that's how you lose out on Grammys. You know,
I don't think he really gives a damn about Grammys anymore.
Yeah, true.
He's reached that level where he's content with the music that he's putting out and the people that he's reaching who are actually listening to the message that he sends out.
Yeah. But I also do think he was cheated at the Grammys, though.
No,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Like, yeah, you know, like, I think a lot of people that listen to hip-hop can agree that Forest Hills was the best album.
Oh, yeah. Right. No doubt.
You know?
So, and he touched on it in Fire Squad, if you remember. He did touch on it. So I think he does care, you know?
Yeah, of course he cares.
But he's not defined by getting a Grammy, no win.
I mean, I think it's even better because, like, he's still outselling some Grammy award winners. Mm.
Yeah.
You know, he's still, you know, dropping platinum albums. So I don't think he cares too much about that. With no fucking features,
and he produced the album himself, the 2014 Forest Hills Drive as well. A lot of the songs he produced.
Dog, that guy can literally just lock himself up and, like, and just work,
the best. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's why I just have to go to see him live, man. After the love I've just shown him buffing in my earphones, I have to see what it's like live, man. His energy.
Yo, man, I just hope I'm not disappointed, man. I hope, like, in terms of live performances, like, he looks like such a chilled, calm guy, man. Like,
have you seen any of his the clips of when he performed the tour for 2014 Forest Hills Drive?
Nah.
Yeah.
Those are some insane clips.
Yeah.
So if his performance in South Africa is anything like what he did in those clips, then we're in for a treat.
Hey, but remember, he came for Big Brother. Hey, that wasn't.
So. But also, I don't think that was the target market.
Yeah, they got it completely wrong.
Mm, yeah, those guys maybe got
and also we must remember sometimes when I remember. But when Chris Brown came, apparently only performed for half an hour. So hopefully we don't have one of those situations, you know.
Yeah.
As a huge Cole fan, I'm like, listen, I want to hear it. I want to hear from Born Sin. I want to hear everything.
He's only here for one night, right?
Yeah, one night.
Is he just doing 2014 Forest Hills Drive stuff, or is he just like, hey, no, guys, I'm going to be Cole, I'm going to be crazy, and I'm going to be one night only?
I think he's going to mix it up. Some old stuff, some new stuff, some shit we haven't heard.
Yeah.
But just to touch back on the whole Chris Brown situation, it was funny because I actually went to both shows. I did the Joburg show as well as the Durban show. And I agree, the Joburg show was lousy as fuck.
Yeah.
But the Durban show was crazy, dog.
I
don't know what it is. Maybe it's all the traveling that catches up.
Probably.
Because these guys do like 3 different countries in like 2 weeks or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
So, and at the end of the day, we forget that they're human. So I just hope he comes, you know, he gets his day's rest, he's ready for the show, and he gives us his all.
Yeah.
Because it would be a pity if he came and he gave us like a half-ass show.
Yeah. I trust him. I trust my boy J. Cole. he's never disappointed me before.
I hope he brings Dreamville, like those young cats.
Yeah, I was just about to say, do we have any information on, like, you know, like the guys who are gonna perform before?
My nigga, Bass,
Makito. No, but I mean, remember with the Kendrick concert?
Yeah,
you know, it's like I think it was a Reason or a couple of guys performed.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. I remember. Yeah. I actually don't know who's opening up for J. Cole. I know nothing. I know DJ Capital should be on that lineup. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And what do you guys, what's your stance on South African hip hop right now?
Ooh,
I love the growth.
Loving it.
Yeah?
Love the growth.
Top 3 artists.
Nasty C.
Top 3.
Top already.
I'm a huge Nasty C fan, but top 3 already.
Yeah. No, I didn't say whether he's number 1, 2, or 3. I just said
he's in the top 3. Okay. I'd have to go Questa.
Okay.
Ricky Rick.
Okay. Are we talking raps or artists?
I'm talking about, let's say artists. Lyrically, what I want when I go buy an album.
Okay.
I want to say AKA.
You want to?
Yeah. No. Let me tell you. My only qualm is that
he's
never spat anything to me that's really touched me. Like, that was really deep. He's good. He's good at the bangers, and I love his jams.
Yeah.
I love riding out to AK during the day or the night or whatever. But it's just that that core lyricism that makes you go, ooh, like something.
Yeah. No, but he does have bars here and there, dog. Like, yeah. Levels of
you just code. Need to listen. I think
you
that's all
to.
It
you
is.
Need to.
I think because he makes it so effortless. Look, I'm an AKA fan. I won't even front.
Yeah.
I think AKA is number one.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
he's the best yeah. hip-hop artist in this country.
For sure.
But I do agree. I think, like, if you compare AKA now to AKA back in, you know...
Victory Lap.
Yeah, Victory Lap, AKA. There's a lot more bars back then.
Yeah.
But also, I think he had a lot more to prove back then.
True.
Which is why he was rapping.
Trying
like,
to rise to the occasion.
Exactly, because you still get some joints. Like, he did that joint with Ice Prince, and he was dropping bars, that N-word joint.
Yeah.
And he was dropping bars. I'm actually going to play the song after this. Yeah. And that was just to say, yo... I still
got it.
You know, I still got it, but you know, yeah. I just understand the market right now.
So you'd say AKA is number one.
Yeah.
And to fill the other two spots, 2 and 3, do you have any contenders?
Nasty's gotta be there.
No,
I really want to say that because I'm a huge fan of the kid, but I need to think before I do.
And I think Mars is about Casper for a bit.
No, Rick cannot be left out, guys. In terms of
know,
bars,
it depends what we're talking. If we're talking bars, then you know, like, you know, yeah, yo, because Reason has to be up there. If we're talking bars, Question needs to be up there. If we're talking bars, but if we're just talking, you know, artists, then it would be AKA.
Yeah,
it would be Ricky Rick.
Okay,
and I'm actually gonna say MT.
MT,
what?
I haven't given him an enough of a listen. So
yeah, Avery was the dopest local hip hop album to come out of.
I will say though, I really do feel like Ricky Rick's Family Values is way underrated.
When you
listen to the whole album, I think, you know, because it's not just bangers, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Can I give my top three?
You may.
Do Me.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
We Can't Sleep on Do Me.
Lyrically, right?
Lyrically,
okay,
impeccable. Why are we sleeping on Cool Cat?
Yeah, he's done too much. I think, maybe he's a bit
way underrated. Hey, man. And then my third one is an unknown and it's very subjective. Probably no one will feel me. Push, Nikki St. Bruce, Cape Town girl. She's hurt.
Are you trying to bang her
on the come up?
I would love to.
That's why you put her in your top three. She's probably listening right now.
Shout out, Nikki.
Yo, I'm actually gonna play that joint that I was just speaking about. This is the AKA featuring Ice Prince. Gents, thank you so much for chopping with me. Yeah, man, I really appreciate it. But listen to what the fuck AKA is saying.
Easy, bro. Thanks so much, man. For that.
Much love.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
All right, cool. So as promised, we were going to have a jam-packed show today. We still are, actually. And one of our guests has just come in, and he's late as fuck. Yo, say what up, G.
Yo, what's up? This your boy, A. Reese. What it do?
What up? You good?
I'm chilling, man.
So you late. Why you late, fam?
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you, man. We late, and I got no excuse right now. But if I so ever happen to... come here again, it'll never happen, man.
All right, cool. Swag. So he promised never to be late again. If I ever book you for a show, you're not going to be late. You just promised me on radio. You're never going to be late.
That's money, man. No.
All right, fam. Yo, happy belated birthday. You just turned 19, right?
Yeah.
Damn, you, fam. So I remember when I first heard your name, I think it was like maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You were on the Hot 99 or that other station.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you had a joint on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what was that joint?
I think the song was... You say 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was about two years ago.
I think the song was Come Up.
Come Up.
Yeah.
And how did you get into music? I mean, you're 19, dog. Like, when did you start? And you're dope for your age, especially.
Yeah.
So, like, how did you get into the whole rap thing?
Hey, man, it's because I'm a big bro, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, growing around a lot of music as a youngin.
Yeah.
But I started rapping in the fourth grade, actually. But I started recording music in the eighth grade.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then, hey, man... I had a co-sign from Roy-X, you know.
Okay.
And that was dope because I got to record music at the Roy-X studio and all that.
Okay.
So that's how I got in, basically.
Okay, so for people who don't know, your older brother is part of Benchmark, right?
Yeah.
PJ from Benchmark. And you just recently signed to Ambitious.
Yes.
So my question now, what's the pressure like, man? You're signing to what's probably the biggest independent label right now.
Yeah.
What's the pressure coming in as a youngin, as a, you know, solo artist? Like, well, what do you feel like being at that stable? Do you feel comfortable because your big brother's right there, or do you still feel like, yo, man, this is work and it's pressure?
To keep it 100 with you, man, I don't feel pressure at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like this is Like, everything is right. This is how it's supposed to be. Me, like, working with all these talented people, getting to grow as an artist. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, I feel like before, 2 years back when you knew me, I was more of a rapper more than anything. But now I'm becoming an artist. Okay. I'm learning all these basic aspects of becoming an artist when I'm at Ambitious. And it's a blessing having my big bro under one label with me, because I've been doing music with this guy for a very long time. He's part of the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm here at Cliff Central. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I don't feel no pressure, man.
So, do you feel like you're learning every day because every of the people that you're surrounded by?
Yes. Yeah.
Damn, man. That's crazy, man. So, you're in the perfect spot. You know, and you have time on your side, which is a good thing, man. Mm. All right, cool. So I'm gonna get into a comparison that you probably hate. You know where I'm taking this, right?
You know
where do you think I'm taking it?
Amy's and Nasty C, right?
You're both 19.
Yeah.
You're both dope. You both been rapping for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Firstly, what does it feel like when people compare you to Nasty?
Me personally, I feel like maybe there's something missing. When it comes to me, you know what I mean? I don't like being compared, but at the same time, he's very dope.
Yeah.
So I don't, it's kind of like, you know, I don't know. It gives me that sense of, you know, it gives me that thought where I'd be like, what am I missing as an artist?
Mm.
Or what am I doing that he's doing already? What should I do differently? You know what I mean? Yeah. But other than that, man, it's okay. It's how it's going to be right now.
And have you met him? Have you guys interacted?
I actually met him once.
Oh, yeah?
At a club. Yeah. I was like, yo, Nasty, man, it's Reese. He was like, oh, I. That was that, man. So.
Yo, man, I thought that was interesting, man. But anyway, so you got this single, right? Dope fucking joint. Yeah. I won't lie, it took me a while. It took me a couple of listens to get into it.
Yeah.
And when I got into it, I was like, okay, I fuck with it, you know?
Yeah.
So tell us about the joint. It's called,
Coding.
Tell us everything.
Man, after a meeting I had with Ambitious Entertainment,
you
know, with regards to me signing under the label, they were like, that was like the first beat that they played for me. They were like, can you do something on this beat?
This was the first beat they gave you?
The first beat that they played,
And who's it produced by?
It's produced by Weezy Beats.
Okay.
Yeah. But they were like, the management was like, yo, man, can you do something with this beat? We have this beat and, you know, you just dipped in and we want something you could drop just to let the people know that you out here still. And I was like, man, give me any kind of beat I kill. You know what I mean? And then I went home, I wrote the verse. And initially I had my own hook to the song, right?
Yeah.
And then I recorded the hook and the verses. But then as time went by, I was like,
it's missing something.
You know what I mean? And it was like the energies were like lingering all around because I got a call. They were like, yo, MT decided to jump on the beat with a hook. And when I heard the hook, it was so amazing, man, because what he says on the hook relates to the verses.
Yeah.
You know, it fit perfectly. So I was like,
it makes perfect sense.
Just, yeah,
yo, man, introduce your song, man. I want you to have this moment and shine.
Yeah. Yo, man, this is your boy, A. Reese, a.k.a. The Boy Doing Things, The Young King. And this is my song, Couldn't, featuring MT. Probably the best ever to come out. Trust me.
Got it when they said I would it. Why would they say that I should it? Look at the work that I put in.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
All right, cool. So we just got a tweet right now from Chi Chi all the way out in India, and she says, yo, man. and she was like, yo, the joint is crazy. So she fucks with you, man.
Thank you.
Yo, so you're 19. You were in Matric last year.
Last year, yeah.
And you were already signed to Ambitious.
Nah.
Okay.
Late last year, that's when I got my cut.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was that like, man? Like, what were the kids in school like? Were they treating you different when they heard the news? Like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very different, man.
Yeah.
Even the closest ones, you know what I mean? And it's scary. So.
How did they treat you different?
They start acting like, you know how when people start acting like you changed?
When they changed. Yeah.
Type of situation. Yeah. It's like that. And I hate that because I've always been myself.
Yeah.
I mean, I practice that every single day. So you can't tell me that I change. If I change, I change for the better.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And for any kid who's out there in Matric, I'm just curious, man. How are your grades?
Hey, man, I passed with a bachelor's. So.
All right, cool. Shout out to you. I've been speaking to a lot of you. You got to make sure.
Yeah.
You got to make sure, man. I've been speaking to a lot of, you know, the guys that have been in the game, you know, guys like myself and the guys that have heard of you, they co-sign you. They fuck with you, and my question is like, do you think that these cosigns do go a long way in helping you find yourself in the game?
They do.
Yeah.
These are the people. I bet, like, out of those people that, you know, that you say co-sign me, are people that I look up to.
Yeah.
So I feel like, man, that's good for me. Because, it shows me that people are out there and they're really embracing this art that I'm trying to put out to the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
man.
And in the past, in terms of buddies of work, you put out two EPs?
Two EPs and one mixtape in 2013.
All in 1 year?
No, 2013 I dropped Forever King. There was a mixtape. And then 2014, I dropped the Brownies EP.
Yeah.
And then next year I dropped The Best Things in Life.
So that's EP. A year. That's a year. Since 2013, you've given us a body a year.
Consecutively, man.
So what are we getting this year?
You're getting an album this year. Uh-huh. I'm so ready to drop an album this year.
How far in are you? How many songs?
I'm 5 tracks in.
Okay.
You know, and basically those 5 tracks are like those tracks that are like radio friendly type of song. You know what I mean? Man, y'all ain't heard anything from Aries yet, man.
Why did you not bring us the exclusive? Come on.
Not yet, man.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, people didn't like, y'all ain't get enough of me yet. Uh-huh. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because Couldn't was just a song that was like, yo, put out the song and let these people know that you're still out here.
Yeah, just being keep
quiet,
the streets warm.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that was just that.
So but this,
you know, it's getting bigger by the day though, but that was just that, man. There's still a lot more to come from Aries, trust me.
Okay, cool, Shop. So when in the year should we expect the album?
Man, probably in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I'll follow up, man. Yeah. So I'm going to make sure. I'm going to be like, yo, where's that album at? You know what I mean?
Shout out, man. Shout out.
All right, cool. And I like on Couldn't, you rap in English.
Yeah.
Can you rap in vernac?
Man, I'm a god in vernac, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, so why do you
choose? Couldn't was like, you know, seeing how the game is dynamic and how music changes and all that, man. I was like, yo, I can do this too.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Trap is not my sound, but that was a trap beat.
So what is your sound?
My sound, man, I feel like my sound is more of like Motuako, but taken to like another level, man. I don't know. I can't explain my sound, but I can explain how it makes you feel. You know, it's nocturnal. My sound is very nighttime-ish. You feel me? It's mellow. It's
chilled.
You know what I mean?
Is it dark?
Dark.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yo, man, I can't wait to hear like more. All right, cool. Now, so I always have this theory, right? When there's a new artist coming into the industry, you either see yourself creating your own lane or you see someone whose spot you want to take. Which is it for you?
That's crazy. Hey, man, creating my own lane.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing me.
Yeah.
And that's all I could ever do. You know what I mean? I'd rather be a pioneer with arrows in his back, you know, for doing some other thing, man. Like, you'd be like, nah, I don't mess with that because it's too, you know, I don't know this.
Yeah.
But in time, you'd be like, damn, actually, when you think about it, Aries started doing this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd rather be that pioneer than be, you know, like in another man's path trying to take his or her spot.
So you're not out here for no beefs. You're not out here for no bullshit. You know.
Nah, man. I'm done with that.
Yeah.
I'm done. I feel like how I came in the game.
Yeah.
Was more of like, Aries is that guy who, you know, drop your name if you want beef. You want beef type of action, and I'm not about that life anymore, man. I'm about creating, not competing. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
I'm off that because I see these tweets, man, where people be like, yo, you know, Nasty's like, damn, nigga, you ain't gonna do nothing about that.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening. I don't see a beef happening or anything like that, man. I like Nasty C's music.
Yeah.
I'd actually work with the dude. You know what I mean? So I ain't trying to handle nothing.
Yo, man, I think it's only natural when the audience wants people to fight, man.
It is.
You know what I mean? I remember last year, actually. Yeah. No, last year.
Mm.
They wanted Nasty and MT to compete, but, you know, and then you bought the MT album and you heard Nasty on the album.
Yeah.
And everyone was shocked. They're like, oh, these guys actually fuck with each other.
Yeah.
You know, but I just think when cats are doing well, you know, in similar positions, people naturally want one to
it's
exist.
Always like that, man.
You know,
it's always like that, especially when you're hot.
Yeah.
And there's someone that, you know, that's like acceptably like equivalent to you in terms of whatever.
Yeah. He's just a comparison, I guess, right? All right, cool. So who inspires you in terms of like, who do you listen to on the daily, man? Like, yo, this dude is
I listen
nice.
To a lot of music on the daily, man. I listen to
not just hip hop.
I listen to a lot of crazy things, man.
Yeah.
You know, I listen to, like, scores from movies and stuff like that.
Shit, okay.
But, man, locally,
Kulichana
has a very big influence on my music. You know, when I go Vinek, in terms of going Vinek, and then AKA as well, man. You know, I feel like he's a musical genius, man.
Yeah, in terms of the music. We were actually just talking about AKA before you walked in, man.
Yeah, and I feel like AKA is a great lyricist as well. a lot of people might not say that, but I feel like he's a great lyricist.
Yeah.
But how he finesses in his verses, man, them lines just pass through your head.
Exactly.
Like that,
it's
you know
too easy
I mean?
For him.
Yeah. If you listen closely to that man's lines, man, it's crazy. So, yeah.
All right, cool. This is the Capital Wrap-Up. It is 47 minutes past 3 p.m. We are still hanging out with Aries, the fraternity who are also supposed to join us in studio today. We're going to listen to a joint of this. This is actually one of my favorite joints by them, and this is called Can't Get Over You featuring Tutu Zile.
All week now.
So that was the fraternity featuring Tutu Zile with Can't Get Over You. We also hang out with A. Reese. Reese, Maji, I want to ask you something, man. So, Pearl Tusi, Nomuzi Mapena, Denise Zimba. You got to kill one, you got to fuck one, you got to marry one.
Wow. That's a crazy question. I got to kill one, I got to fuck one, I got to marry one.
Yeah, who you fucking? Pearl Tusi, Nomuzi Mapena, Denise Zimba. You got to kill.
I fuck Denise.
Okay.
Right. I'd kill Pearl Tusi and I'd marry No Moose.
Damn, why would you kill Pearl, fam?
Hey man, she's too gorgeous, man. I can't handle that. I'm a very
So you killing her like just out of respect.
Nigga, out of respect. It's, yeah. It's a respectful kill. So she gotta understand.
Hold up. Let me turn you up. Yeah.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm out there.
Yo, that's Cat, listen. By the way. He just came to hang out for the last 10 minutes. Yeah, I'm not going to put him on blast, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, I see you. So, wait, hold up. You'd kill Pearl Tusi.
Yeah, man. I'd kill Pearl. It'd be a beautiful death.
That sounds like some Shakespeare shit.
A beautiful
some
death.
Yeah. All right, cool. So I want to ask you something, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you just got this joint that's picking up on radio and TV and shit.
Yeah.
You fucking groupies yet? How the groupies?
Damn, Capital, man. You put me on blast.
Come
like
on.
That.
We got the serious stuff out the way. Let's have some fun.
Nah, man. I'm always in the studio.
Yeah.
That's 100 right now. I'm always in the studio. So none of that as yet, I guess. So,
okay. Yeah. And if
oh, so you basically like you always in the studio.
I'm always in the studio. If I'm not in the studio, I'm out in Pretoria checking out my mom and my homies, or I'm performing, or I'm doing this.
Oh, so you're not studying?
Nah.
You're not working?
No.
No plan B. All right.
You see, this is what I was saying.
Why
last
do I gotta
week.
Have a?
It's like, so weird that you said
yo,
that.
Yo, man, if you say you want to be, I don't know, a psychologist, I don't ask you if you have a plan B.
Yeah.
But every time somebody be like, I want to be a DJ or a rapper or, you know, an artist or whatever, they be like, so what's your plan B? As if it ain't going to work out like that.
Just
I mean,
do
it, come on,
that's that.
I feel you.
Like, my question is, like, it's so weird that you said that, because last week we were talking about how, you know, people don't give their all into their craft.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's actually pretty weird that you're here.
I
like,
feel you, man, because
like
this is all I got.
I actually appreciate that.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that because, you know, so many people are half-stepping and, you know, are not always in the stool, but then when they come out with the record, they expect you to say it's hot when it's not. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I respect that.
I mean, even if you're not always in the stool, man, I respect you if you out there writing music or doing something.
Yeah.
That you know, that concerns the art. That matters as well. So, yeah.
As long as you're working on your craft the whole time, right?
Exactly,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Right, I respect that. That's
so
dope, man.
If you could put together the ultimate song, you pick the producer, you pick someone to be on the hook, and you have three verses, who are you calling?
On the hook.
Locally.
Yeah. On the hook, I'd call Rorisang from Musart.
Okay.
Right. And on the beat, I don't know, man. I'd have like Can I have three producers on the beat?
Yo, man, this is your song. You can do whatever the fuck you
on the beat.
Do.
I'd have, honestly, keeping it 100, I'd have like Tweezy.
Yeah.
I'd have Ray Cola. I don't think y'all even know Ray Cola.
Nah.
Y'all don't know Ray Cola. Y'all
I don't know Ray Cola. Cola.
Y'all gonna know Ray Cola.
You don't know Ray Cola?
No, we don't know Ray. Bro, Ray, if you're listening to this, man, I'm shouting you out. Tweezy, Ray Cola, and most definitely Ruff.
Yeah.
The dude that's actually producing 90% of things in Ambitious Entertainment.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Trust me.
Yeah, I know you did a lot of work on the Avery album.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's an interesting song, man. Mm-hmm. And on the verses?
On the verses.
Yeah.
If I could have anybody on the verses as well.
You have three verses.
Yeah, man.
Obviously, you're going to put yourself on one.
It'd be me, man.
The whole way.
Just me, the whole way.
All right, cool. So you have
I like that. I like that he believes in himself.
The confidence,
dude.
Right?
The confidence is on 100.
So, man, you can't come out here and not fucking rap.
I know.
Come on. You knew.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Word up, son. Word. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Billers.
This is for nice Reese, nigga, who ain't got no nice feelings.
All right. Yo. Look. They waiting on me to bring the game back. They been at it, but somehow I can't rearrange that. I gave them come up, now them niggas think I can't rap. Then again, I get it, they just hating, keep y'all lame facts. Yeah, and your opinions, pinning up my endeavors for the millennium. You homies feminine, it's been hidden from the beginning. And I figured if ain't no figures in it, then I won't benefit. So don't call me up for a feature knowing you paperless, bro. Life is short, that's as tall as my paper gets. I'm trying to grow it taller, genetic cross it like Mendel's Law. I've been amazing. Got a couple majors that won't say it, yet they got me on their playlist. Highly rated, never favored, whoa. This is my son, Antoine Aloka. Kinda go ahead, check the numbers. Guala, go check the numbers for a nigga on his come up. I swear I'm looking good and I deserve a fucking thumb. Up. I'm a motherfucking gunner, yeah, ho. Shout out to the youngest nigga doing it. Whoa, yeah, that's me. I'm the youngest nigga killing it. Style sucker, lissa, oh, hadi twan, kemang. You know I push young span for the whole week. No halba, but I hofeta, abakon. Kya we na habakoli on the court. They call me Kobe on the kick. Oh, wait, on that mic, they call me Tony, cause I'm go. I'm freestyling now at Cliff Central. I'ma shoot out your brain, see your cerebellum. And I'm out here rapping with Capital with Cat. I'm doing this, man. I ain't even got a rap. I could singing, bitches would be like, he the man anyway. I'm the god, I'm the don. Niggas need to understand that I'm a king and they just pawns. Listen to me, it's A. Reese, the young boy doing things. Yeah, okay.
And if you didn't fucking co-sign A. Reese before, he just gave you a good fucking reason to co-sign his ass, man. Yo, man, we're running out of time, man. We got 2 minutes left of the Capital wrap up. So before I let you know, I need to know one thing, man.
Yeah.
Real, raw, uncensored. What the fuck is on your mind?
What the fuck's on my mind right now?
What the fuck's on your mind right now?
Right now, man, I want to meet Nasty C.
You want to meet Nasty C? Right
now. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Shout. I think we should make that happen.
Yeah, I'm actually make that happen.
I want to know the dude, man. Yeah. I really want to know the dude.
I think that would be an insane song, actually.
Yeah.
For real.
Might be a DJ Capital song. Who knows?
Who knows, bro?
Opportunity.
Yo, man, Reese, thank you so much for coming through, hanging out with us. Yeah. Make sure you look out for his single. It's out there doing the rounds. It's called Couldn't, featuring MT. Yeah, man. Kat, anything you want to say in closing?
Yo, man.
Yeah.
Reese, I respect you, dude. Yeah. It's been a fucking pleasure. It's been 10 minutes, but goddamn it. Yeah.
Shout out, man. Thank
well,
y'all for
me,
having
at least.
Me, man.
Goddamn.
Make sure you link up with us, the Capital wrap up next week. Same time, same place, Cliff Central, 3 p.m. We out here.
Peace out.
Cliff Central Revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.